All right, who figured out who the famous artist is, was, who inspired Dan Robbins to come up with these paint-by-numbers kits? All right, you got it. Oh, several of you got it. Yes, Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci did a great job of tutoring his proteges, and he used apparently a paint-by-numbering system. Who would have guessed it? Who would have guessed it? And so since he used that to help his students learn how to paint, I wonder if he used that system himself. What system did Leonardo da Vinci use to help himself learn how to paint? He was awesome. Well, anyway, he is the one who inspired Dan Robbins. So, Mr. Klein, the owner of the company, as we mentioned, said that he did not like the painting that Dan Robbins came up with, but he liked the idea of painting by numbers when it came to marketing his paint sets to adults. So the kits, which contain canvases with printed numbers corresponding to numbered paints, brushes, and a palette, originally cost $2.50. The paintings range from landscapes to bullfighters, ballerinas to kittens. What was one of your favorite? Didn't any of you remember any of your favorite paint-by-number kits? I got to admit, I don't remember many, but I do remember animals being a big part of our paint-by-number lives. Yeah, animals of one kind or another. Not saying that's all, but that's what I remember the most. Well, would you believe the company's most popular work? Now, remember now, paint by numbers featured landscapes, bullfighters, animals of different kinds, ballerinas, so you have human beings in there. What would you say was the company's most popular work? I will tell you this. This is a clue. It also included humans. Okay, so think Leonardo da Vinci. Think humans in the picture. See if you can put those two together and tell me what the company's most popular work was. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, The Last Supper. The Last Supper was the company's most popular work. In 2013, Mr. Robbins was asked if paint by numbers counted as art. Now, how many of you who got involved with that, either you painted yourselves or you saw what your children had done, maybe you saw what other adults had drawn, would say that paint by numbers counts as art? Well, here's what the inventor of the paint by numbers kits said about it, Dan Robbins. He said, no, paint by numbers is not art. It's only the experience of picking up a brush. He said that the aim was to recreate what a real artist goes through. But check this out. Sales took off in the 1950s, reaching $20 million in 1955. Here's the thing, though. Other brands soon caught on to the craze, and the market became saturated. So by 1957, sales were significantly down, and Mr. Klein was forced to sell. Dan Robbins stayed on when the company was bought out by General Mills, later moving to a Chicago cake decorations manufacturer. He retired in 1973 and started painting on a freelance basis. A collection of paint-by-number artworks were exhibited at the prestigious Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History in 2001. Impressive. Sure enough, impressive. Okay, we're still cruising now. We're still cruising. And I know some of you are thinking, okay, this show would have been better here. And I hear you loud and clear. But like I said, now next time, this is our first cruise. So we're building up. So have no fear. Have no fear. We're going to take care of you. All right. So, in the meantime, as we travel throughout Europe, we're going to focus on France for a minute. and take a look at when things can go wrong when it comes to taking care of the breasts. France has become the first country to ban a type of breast implant that has been linked to a rare form of cancer. Now, I'm going to want you to hear this. There's something I'm going to want you to hear in just a few. This is, to me, this is really tragic. Anytime breast cancer becomes part of the picture, it's tragic. This is especially tragic, though, when you hear about the way this whole story unfolds. The ban that France has put into play covers several models of the implants with a textured surface, which are produced by six manufacturers. Those implants have been linked to a type of cancer that actually attacks the immune system. Roughly 70,000 women are believed to have received the implants out of an estimated 400,000 women who have had breast implants in France. Roughly 400,000 women have had breast implants in France, and they're thinking somewhere around 70,000 have received these implants that are worrisome, to say the least. By banning these particular implants, France was taking a precautionary measure taken in light of the rare but serious danger posed by the implants, according to the National Agency for Medicines and Health Products. They said that they had recorded 59 cases of the cancer among French implant wearers, of whom three had died. Now, when we come back, well, let's continue on for a minute. 59 cases of the cancer, and of those 59 women who had developed the cancer, three of the women died. And again, remember now, they're talking about a particular implant where the surface of the implant is textured. And one agency has said that the more the implant is textured and rough, the greater the risk of anaplastic large cell lymphoma. Another organization has said that it had noted a significant increase in cases of anaplastic large cell lymphoma linked to the wearing of these breast implants since 2011. We're talking roughly 8 years ago. I don't know if they're talking December 2011, earlier, but since 2011, a significant increase in this problem of anaplastic large cell lymphoma. Right now, they have no scientific explanation for the development of the ALCL, anaplastic large cell lymphoma. All they have are observations, according to Thierry Thomas, who's the agency's deputy director for health devices. The ANSM, however, did not recommend that the women who had received the implants undergo surgery to have them removed because of the rarity of the risk. Now, I definitely want you to hear what one lady's going to have to say about this, Ms. Trelawney, when we come back. And I want to get your ideas on whether you think they should go ahead and tell the other women who have had this particular implant implanted to have it surgically removed. What are your thoughts? Back in just a few, hear her testimony and then decide.